Okay. You might have to say that again.
Okay.
What time? Six. I have five.
5:35.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what we're gonna do here, we're gonna set some, I don't know, like how we proceed with this. We'll see. You don't know. Yeah. So what I thought my idea was to allow people to speak one time through.
Yeah.
If not, in other words, give everybody a chance at once and then go back and look about. Now I'm going to do you. You're going to do your thing first.
I'll do my thing. I'll
And
talk
then
about
Paul will be here sometimes.
Paul be here. He knows it starts at six.
So he'll.
He can, we should let him talk.
Yeah.
And I think Nick,
Before we do any questions,
it's kind
I think so, because he can talk about what
thing.
other towns are doing
Yeah.
about this. So,
Yeah.
and I think Nick's coming from Myers as well.
Okay, so what we need, yeah.
I wrote something down here, but
Go
we
ahead,
don't have
Bill.
to use it. And
You go ahead, Bill.
but could, because a lot of what I said sounds like John's gonna say anyway. And I just wrote, we're having this meeting tonight because every selectman's meeting, when we talk about recycling trash, turns into an hour of discussion and no change in anything. Tonight we'll gather information and concerns anyone might have, and hopefully come up with a plan that will save raising taxes to pay for it. We can stay the way we are, but not without a tax increase. We have Paul Tomasi from Waste District here to explain how other towns handle their recycling and see if their solutions would work for us. And I said about the thing about zero sort, but you're going to cover what I said. Zero sort is simple and handy, but it doesn't come cheap, and the prices keep rising. I personally like to get rid of zero sort and the pickup of recycling and have everyone bring in their own recycling and, most importantly, separate their own. This would keep everyone honest and keep things like shoes, socks, toys, and other trash out of the recycling. I don't know if you want me to cross off the bottom paragraph and
I agree with that, but
Yeah, that's fine. I don't have any problem.
I didn't know.
It really was thin, John.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good intro. And then I can flesh it out with the numbers.
Yeah.
And I think we have to all talk to what the other towns in the district are doing.
Yeah.
And then open it up.
Yeah. And then people have one time, then go through again. But I just know that maybe that one or two people might want to just
hug the floor.
Well, yeah.
Put
Well,
it bluntly.
huge,
Yeah.
huge. That
Huge.
doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
Dan's got
I'd like to
and
also
then
at the beginning just take a poll of the room and say how many use
on the
zero sort, how many sort, and
hi, Marion.
Hi, Marion.
how many use pickup and how many go
The
to
meeting is in progress, so you should come
just
back.
to see, I mean, which way the room is tipped.
Yeah, we're just setting the rules, Marion.
Sorry?
We're setting the rules.
Yeah.
So I've got like
Continue.
the number of stops for the past month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
If
that's
you want to look at it.
not
Not until today. I
Oh, how
don't,
the truck go by?
not until
It was
today.
full.
It went from 40 in the 40s on the recycling to 76 today.
Yeah, it does make a big jump, wouldn't it?
That's a big jump.
It goes from the 40s to the 70s.
And that's a stop is a house.
Yeah,
Yeah.
just anywhere. Just a
Yeah.
stop wherever bags are at.
Yeah,
Them back, in
one of
spots, but not
Yeah, not
compared
crazy.
with the other.
And that's the busiest time of year.
20%.
After this, it drops down to like 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'm not sure how we're
Those
gonna handle
smalls.
sign in.
Yeah.
The weekends are getting
I
heavy,
put the
right?
clipboard out there,
On the
but
transfer station?
yeah.
Oh yeah, they're packed. They
They
can't
get
even
booked.
keep
Maybe
up.
when it's
Yeah,
over,
right.
I
Yeah,
can
they can't.
catch
I've been down
people.
the last two times I've gone there. They've been
Yeah.
slammed.
Yeah, they can't keep
Maybe
up.
as I
They're
see
asking
them,
for another guy
right?
like it used to be back when Bert and Jeff and Riley were there. Because they're just so packed.
John, do you have any numbers on? I called Sella today and asked them what their price would be for compact trash, but it's a complicated formula and she couldn't give me any numbers because I know if we're filling 7 10-yard dumpsters a week, every 2 weeks, and we're paying for those, just because half of our cost involved in this is trucking. You know,
Yeah.
when they have to truck it, back and forth, that's where a lot of the cost. So I asked them, But she isn't going to be able to give me any answers till tomorrow.
No, yeah. Might be able to.
Dan and I looked at a Casella bill, and I can't figure it out the way they invoiced us. I can't figure it out. So I'm going to have to call them and say, how do I interpret this?
Yeah.
But, you know, there's different number. The math doesn't work. They can say three containers and it's this price. They'll say five containers and it's a different price per unit. So I don't know. I'm missing something.
Well, she says they have an algorithm that figures it all out for them.
Yeah. Blame it on that.
I wonder if it's some of it's weight too.
Not for the recycling. Mine, it's volume. So one of those bins, 10 cubic yards, 10 cubic yards, I think.
But if it's compacted, it does go by weight.
Right.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
Trash or recycling?
Recycling.
Why?
Just so there's less trips for their truck to come to the transfer station. Less trips saves you money.
Or the WMD trucks come in. Take recycling.
And I did talk to Paul, and he said if it's separated, they could handle it all.
Sure, if it's separated, they can't. Talking about compact.
Right. Sorry.
No, I mean, we're just looking at all the options.
So people don't, right? If we don't have 100% voter sorting,
unless people don't. They can't keep up now.
No.
For the people that don't have a sort.
Then it's their deal.
Well, we'll have to get rid of pickup if we go to. Great. If it all has to be sorted, we're not going to have our road crew down there sorting.
No, I agree. So yeah. We still have a zero sort. But
we need to talk about.
I don't know. When Paul gets here, let's talk about zero sort.
I'm telling you right now, they can't handle it all.
He said they could.
Then why can't they handle it now?
Because we have to sort. We're not a steady enough customer. You know, he said they go to Glover every week, Westfield every week.
That's right.
And yeah, they're coming to us every 2 weeks. It's not a steady stop. So if you want one, you can.
But half time when they stop, they don't even pick up full load. They leave us stuff.
So they're ending up topping off from the middle town.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then if we were putting more volume in, they'd have to take it out our way.
What happens when they don't?
Huh?
What happens when they don't? You know what their thing is? They say, I said,
what happens when they don't?
So I thought it's that.
Because when they don't, you know what they do? Their answer is close the transfer station. Good luck. That's all I'm going to say is good luck. People will scream if you close it and everybody drives down there.
Well, we did this for years with them picking up. We didn't have any different problems.
But that was how long ago? I mean, you're seven dumpsters full. You're 70 yards of recycling.
Yeah, I don't know. I can just go with what he says they can handle.
So basically, the meeting is basically going to be on recycling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what we're going to do is listen to what we're going to put out a presentation. Paul's going to speak. You're going to speak, and give the numbers because what you said coming up the argument with me, Dan, is a lot of people do not understand or do not have any idea how much it's costing us for the recycling.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah. So. This is what needs to happen tonight, so they see that.
Mm-hmm.
Then because they don't. I mean, it's like an ordinary person out there. They let us do the thing, but then when you get your tax bill or whatever, that's when they start asking questions.
Yeah. Would $2 a bag get us closer to break even on the recycling? And I mean, that's just another option.
$2 spent
on recycling. No, $5 for the trash, $2 for the recycling.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that would close. You'd have to do 50,000 by 250 was. It'd be a lot of bags, more bags.
But the issue with recycling, I think, John, what I see is if you've got cardboard, which you condense down. You got plastic. It's hard to condense it. Plastic jugs, anything plastic. Goes in there and takes up a lot of
space. Takes up a lot of space. Yeah.
Tin cans, same thing.
And glass, same thing.
Yeah, whereas anything that's paper or whatever, it condenses into a thing and makes some weight.
Right.
You know, otherwise, if you pick up one of those, it's not much to it as far as it got plastic in it.
Yeah.
And we're being charged for that actual air.
a lot of air. Yeah, I think the compactor is interesting. I think the because it would take a lot of that air out of
I would rather go towards the sort it yourself and get rid of picking it up. That.
Well, I do too. I mean, I don't know what level of detail we. I mean, I think we can say we've given ideas. Just to, you know, you could raise the taxes.
Yeah.
You could charge for zero sort, sell it by the bag. We could charge commercial or drop commercial. We drop the pickup. And I think we could just throw it out and get people's ideas on that.
Our ordinance, and we'd have to change our ordinance because our ordinance says we'll pick up commercial.
It says we do not have to.
Our ordinance
says everything I read says we do.
No, not that old one.
It's not the 94?
It's in the 94.
The 94 ordinance has been there. And if you don't, that was, we exclude any commercial.
It says in that they have to get it ready, and we shall provide for their removal to the town collection facility. And it says that another place.
I need to copy that.
Honestly, I read it, and then Elaine read it, and we both found different parts.
Yeah, and I did. I think what John said, I thought we didn't have to pick it up, but then reading this.
I think we need to redo some of these ordinances because there's contradicting information within pages.
Yeah, and we can. I talked to.
We got a meeting going now, and we're trying to.
You come in. I mean,
you come in. Yeah.
I'm just going to put on the lights in the fans.
We can change the ordinance. I thought this all. And then the later one, it was blame that I was confusing the cooperative up from them. It said we cannot charge. It says you can't charge for recycling, but it's the ones that they need. If they're taking money away, we charge for it because we don't get charged for it. But if we do zero sort, we can charge for zero sort recycling.
But I don't think, I mean, I know commercials add a little bit to it, you know, a truckload
of the week.
I don't think that's our big problem. I think our problem goes beyond that as far as cost, total cost.
Yeah, I mean, well, and if we said we weren't going to pick it up, then it puts getting it down there on the commercial folks.
Yeah. But then where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
You know, is a rental place a commercial or
I call
it?
We've got a place for you.
You do?
Yeah.
In the center.
Right here.
You have been on the hot seat.
You have to have one rule, people to identify themselves before they speak. And I'll try to keep up with that. Just so you get it, and
yeah, maybe that should have done that. Well,
when he does a speech, that way people are impressioned.
This is all this is just kind of in other words, right now it's like we're gonna let you guys figure out what
you mean, possible.
Yeah,
thanks, sir. John, hey,
John, yeah,
you're up. I send you.
Well, on the phone.
Assess the and phone, but that's
formally
out.
Yeah.
Oh, let's sit next to me.
Something else I was going to say.
I don't really know why you guys were back and forth trying. It's confusing yourself.
Yeah, we can dance and talk. We can dance.
Yeah.
You got a copy of it?
I don't know which one it was in.
But
it said something about surrounding.
I still need this for the party.
If it was voted in at town meeting,
They're ugly. The guys won't. They're 70 years old. They've got no reason to say. They've no reason to stay. If you wouldn't stay busy, a little bit.
Did you want to adjourn this one? Dave.
I would go for both.
And it changed that because he's.
Are you bad? Join.
If you do.
Make a motion to adjourn.
So I'm going to end, I'm going to stop recording.
So, slow down.